Hurricane takes aim at Hawaii.
The rain is already beginning to come down.
School bells and the wave of child immigrants.
When kids show up, we are required to educate them.
Remorse from an airline stowaway.
It was stupid. It is something I don't want to repeat.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hawaii is preparing for two unwelcome visitors. Residents are boarding up. Tourists are hunkering down as a pair of hurricanes head in.
You come to Hawaii for the clear skies and beautiful weather, and it's always a bit of a shock when you hear you're going to be sitting inside.
Hurricane Azelle, with gusts of 85 miles an hour, is expected in a matter of hours. It's the first to hit Hawaii in 22 years. CBS's Begad Shaban is on the Big Island, where it's already raining.
Drivers lined up at area gas stations to fill up on fuel. And at local grocery stores, many of the shelves are empty, with crowds of people picking up food, water, and other supplies.
Barney Sheffield of the Red Cross.
It rains enough in Hilo, we can probably catch enough water that people would survive, but it would be the food problem, the food situation. There's a limited amount of food on island at any one time.
The other storm, Hurricane Julio, got a bit stronger overnight. It's expected to pass north of the Big Island over the weekend. Some rain would be welcome in northwest Oregon, where a fast-moving wildfire has forced hundreds of people who live in the Columbia River Gorge to flee.
It's scary. It's very scary. I grabbed my daughter's computer and some pictures. They're gone. And my husband is putting out irrigation pipe around here. And we've got sprinklers on the roof. Not much else you can do.
Winds that quickly spread the flames have now died down, but could kick up a bit later today. American milk, pork, seafood, and so many other food products are now banned by Russia. Same's true for similar things from other Western countries. It's Vladimir Putin's response to sanctions over Ukraine. CBS's Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk.
The Kremlin says the year-long embargo will boost domestic production. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says the country's farmers are ready to step up and they'll receive government help. Yet Russian consumers are expected to see a spike in prices they pay for groceries.
What's it all mean for American producers? James Sumner of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council says it won't be so bad.
It's not going to affect our industry. It may not affect prices at all because we're certainly moving product into other markets.
Russia today gave NSA leaker Edward Snowden permission to stay in the country for another 3 years. In a just-released CBS News poll, 50% say children who have entered the country illegally should be sent back to their home countries. 43% say they should stay for an immigration hearing. Some who are here are about to head to school. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us with more on that.
Thousands of undocumented children are right now relocated in states across the country, but where? School districts in those states have no idea, making it difficult to know how many will be showing up for classes soon. 350 of those kids are somewhere in South Carolina, where Governor Nikki Haley says there's going to be a scramble.
I think that the schools are going to have to do a lot of what state government's having to do, which is to figure this out. You know, when kids show up, by federal law, we are required to educate them and we are required to give health care.
So far, states and school districts are in the dark about details. Steve?
The 62-year-old Marilyn Hartman says what she did was stupid. She's the woman who stowed away on a Southwest Airlines flight from San Jose to Los Angeles, getting on without a boarding pass and raising security issues. She had tried to sneak onto other flights before.
Obviously, they'll be on the watch for me, so I wouldn't dare attempt this again. I don't want to be in that position. I want to go with a paid ticket.
Hartman's been given 2 years probation. She says homelessness forced her to take desperate measures. She had been ordered to seek mental treatment after earlier failed attempts. Spain is now treating an Ebola case. A missionary priest evacuated from Africa is in stable condition. Another Spaniard working with him was evacuated but does not have the virus. Liberia is using more troops to enforce quarantines. Nigeria has set up a new emergency center. There's been no recent update on the conditions of two Americans being treated in Atlanta. The highest-ranking American officer to die in Afghanistan is due back on U.S. soil today. Two-star General Harold Green was murdered in what's been called an insider attack 2 days ago. CBS's Chip Reed is at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base.
We will see the process known as dignified transfer. It begins when the honor guard carries the casket off of the plane and then places it in a waiting vehicle for transfer to the base mortuary. That is where it will be received by General Green's family. Despite his rank as a two-star general, the process will be exactly as it is for every other service member who arrives here at Dover.
At Fort Sam Houston in Texas, ex-Taliban POW Bo Bergdahl Sandoval was interviewed yesterday by an Army investigator. Eugene Fidel is his attorney.
I think this was very useful for him as a person. And frankly, I think it was useful for the Army, too. I can't prejudge what the Army's going to do with this case. There's a lot of complexities to it. There are policy issues.
The Army wants to learn more about the circumstances of Bergdahl's disappearance 5 years ago. In South Africa, closing arguments in the murder trial of Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on what the prosecutor told the court.
Nell's written closing argument is over 100 pages long, and in it he uses every opportunity to show that Pistorius was an appalling witness who made up a version to cover his own lies and inconsistencies.
A UN humanitarian group says it's rescued some of the tens of thousands of Iraqis stranded on a mountain by Sunni militants. Thousands fled the town below in northern Iraq when militants took control. The refugees have little food or water. From Tel Aviv, CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest on the lull in the Gaza war.
While Israeli officials say they'd be willing to extend the truce, they've also warned they will respond if Hamas resumes its fire after the temporary agreement expires tomorrow. The two sides are still talking in Cairo using Egyptian negotiators. And while they're not budging on their demands, there doesn't seem to be any desire to resume the fighting for now.
A UN tribunal has sentenced two former leaders of Cambodia's communist Khmer Rouge to life in prison for their role in the 1970s genocide that claimed nearly 2 million lives. Those men are in their 80s and in failing health. Well, 2 years ago, 76-year-old Andres Carrasco of Los Angeles sued Adriana's insurance, claiming an employee assaulted him. Well, the company settled, paying $21,000.
There's over 16 buckets of quarters, nickels, and dimes and pennies. It's going to take us at least 1 week to count that whole amount of money.
Carrasco's attorney says it's all very insulting, but probably not illegal. When you get to the cashier at many major stores, there's sometimes an offer to sign up for a store credit card. CBS's Pam Coulter goes beyond the sales pitch.
The average interest rate on credit cards offered by America's top retailers tops 23%, more than 8% higher than the national average for all credit cards. And CreditCard.com's Matt Schultz says if you only pay the minimum on a $1,000 balance,
you'll end up paying about $840 in interest fees and taking 6 years to pay it off.
That's 17 months longer and $444 more expensive than a card with a 15% APR. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
As some predicted, adult movie makers have fled Los Angeles. L.A. County reports a sharp drop in permits for those films this year. There is a law on the books requiring condom use now. Porn filmmakers have gone elsewhere or underground to shoot their scenes. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.